Blog Talk Radio.
That we might have a right to the tree of life. And then, Father God, when we
And we get down to the river of Jordan. We ask that you would shape your word, Lord, as a vessel and ferry our souls on the cross in the Beulah land, that we might rest, rule, and abide with you henceforth, now, and forevermore. And everybody say amen. We thank God, like I said, you know, for each and every one of you choosing to show up for the Bible study. And I realize, my brothers and sisters, those of you, like I said, I'm talking to everybody now. I know how the man is in the lobby as one, but I'm talking to the masses. Some people might be listening on the web in other places. I know that, you know, it is a lot of people doesn't have any interest whatsoever in the spiritual things of life, but they've got their minds filled up with the cares of the world. And sometimes they even make fun of the people that who have a little spirituality. Not saying that we are better than anybody. I know I never claim that. No, but I do know that only what we do for Jesus is what's going to win, y'all. That's the only thing that's going to last. And I post on Facebook all the time, letting everybody know that it's not about us. It's not about the world don't revolve around me. Neither does it revolve around you. But nevertheless, God loves each and every one of us, but all of us are not his church. And I have tried to tell people that everywhere I go, you got to be careful when you say we are all God's church, because we are not. We are not. If you do not belong to Jesus, then we are not considered a child of God. We are all God's creation, but all of us don't belong to God. Until we accept Christ, then we become a true child of God. Number one, we be redeemed from the curse that God put on this world. Curse of sin. We are redeemed. So, right here, I want to say to you, Brother Everman, I'm going to give you a good kudo on this here, a great shout out to let you know that it is not the one that starts the race, but it's the one that finishes. Now, you may not run as fast as Jesse Owens. You know, you may not be able to run as fast as Jesse Owens. Or the guy that came after Jesse Owens that broke a lot of the records. I forget his name now. I can't call his name. It slips my mind. But he was a fast runner as well. You may not be able to run as fast as they, but as long as you continue to run and cross the finish line, you will get your reward. You will not miss your reward. We got a lot of people say they with you, but look around. You can tell who with you, man. You can tell who with you now. Like I always say, the world don't revolve around me, and it doesn't revolve around you. The universe is not God. It didn't fix it that way. But you can always tell. Jesus said you know the tree by the fruit. It bad. So, you know, Judas could have said all he wanted, that he loved Christ. But did he? When we look at what he did, but guess what? Judas was in God's plan, because Jesus had to have Judas in order to get to the cross. That's something that we could look at in another Bible study. But nevertheless, we thank you for your showing up, brother. And we will give you your shout out for being diligent and keeping yourself to the call, not to me, because I'm just a human. You ain't being true to me, but you're being true to the call. And you say you're with somebody, you be with them, whatever. And whenever you some of us don't even want to make sacrifice. We don't want to make that no sacrifice. If it's not going to be convenient with us, we never want to make a sacrifice. And I understand that, you know, everybody got things that they are involved in. But if you say that you are dedicated to something, see, on Sunday morning, I'm a musician. And I know where I have to be. I can't get up on Sunday morning and make an excuse. I have to get up and get moving and get there and do my job as a musician. Then and only then can I say I'm diligent. And if I do it sloppily, then I'm not good for the call. God does not like that. Nevertheless, we are thank God for this tonight. And as I said, this is a special broadcast on tonight, Thanksgiving broadcast. And like I said earlier, I wish that There were people in the lobby where they could have, do your own testimony, have a testimony of service, because I'm quite sure that God has been good to all of us. If we are breathing and alive today, then God has been good to all of us. Point blank, when we have something to be thankful for, not just for the Thanksgiving dinner that we are planning on eating on Thursday. There are a lot of things that we better thank God for the air we breathe, especially now with everybody, you know, so fearful of the COVID and everything. So you definitely better be thankful to God for the air you are breathing that is not poison. In other words, but nevertheless, we thank God for it. I was thinking about it. I had a few announcements that I wanted to share from my home church. I was going to do another announcement from another young lady, but she never did get back with me on tonight. So I'm not going to do that announcement because I don't want to be out of order. I always love to get permission before I put people's name out there publicly. So seeing that I have not talked to her yet, that will be an announcement that maybe perhaps I'll make at a later date at another Bible study. But as far as for me and my home church, Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, where my pastor is the Reverend Christopher Williams, we are full-time ministry. We are full-time. And on the 18th of December, we will have our annual Christmas dinner. It's for the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church family and as well as the community. We will be feeding the community, and for the food will allow us to do it. That's what we are going to be doing on the 18th, and that's the Saturday before Christmas. That's on December the 18th, and that's going to start at 12 noon until we get through. We'll just say it like that, from 12 noon until we get through. And we have our service. We have our Sunday school starts at 9:45, and we have our regular service starts at 11 every Sunday. And so we are, those of you that are local and know where Antioch Missionary Baptist Church is, you are always welcome to join us at any time, at any service, in any occasion. Whenever the doors are open, y'all are welcome to show up and take part and have a good time. So with that said, now, like I say, there's no other announcements other than I want to announce my first Sunday church. They are back in service. We are back in the sanctuary at New Salem CME, where the pastor is Reverend Ernell Wilford, good friend of mine, him and his sister. We've classmates and everything. We have been on them all my life, just about it. And we thank God for them and the head steward there. The head steward is my buddy, Brother Faded Clark. And so they are back in the sanctuary. They have their worship service on first Sunday at 11 a.m. And so those of you that are local, you know something about that. We invite you to come on down and join us on at 11 at New Salem CME. So we thank you. And I think I just saw Jackie chime in. Good evening. Good evening, Jackie. Good evening. Glad to have you. You made it just before I was about to give let the technology take over and do our scripture for tonight. Coming from, it's a special Bible study tonight. Thanksgiving special, and I'm going to let the technology work for me. We'll be coming from the 100th Psalm, Psalm of David, the 100th Psalm, and we're going to let our technology work for us, so y'all please stand by here just a second. Let me pull it up, and then we're going to let it rip. Stand by. Here it goes.
Psalm 100. A psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations.
Amen. 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 May God add a blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his holy word. And my brothers and sisters, tonight I did not reference a song of a hymn, but one does come to mind. From my favorite group, one of my favorite groups, the Canton Spirituals, and it's called "I Am Redeemed." I am redeemed. And matter of fact, I sung this song a few Sundays ago, not too many Sundays ago, at my own church. I had to sing a selection, and I did. Well, they had me down for a solo, but I changed that to an ensemble choir. I got my choir to help me, the one that was in the choir, because we have never had no more than about 5 members up in the choir since all this COVID been in. Some of the membership ain't got back to church yet, and I'm quite sure a lot of churches are the same way. But nevertheless, we do not put anybody put a bad mouth on anyone. People got to do. Everybody's grown, y'all. And I always told y'all, I don't know whether y'all see the post or not, because a lot of times I get a lot of people that come in on my post that I don't even know. The people that I know, I don't see no comment from them. So, you know, that's kind of crazy. But nevertheless, it's all good. When I said today that I am not. In other words, I'm at peace with myself because, like I said, I don't try to take care of nobody else's business. I take care of mine. And see, God is not going to hold me responsible for nobody's actions but my own. So therefore, I'm at peace. So we look at the 100th Psalm of David. And this being a special Thanksgiving broadcast. And like I said, I need reference the song "I Am Redeemed." Thinking about this here, being Thanksgiving, the week of Thanksgiving, and on Thursday we're gonna have a lot of people that are gonna come together. I guess because see the way things been going, as you can see, I'm gonna use tonight as my special Thanksgiving topic. What is the matter now? That's the topic. From reading of the 100th Psalm, I'm going to say, what is the matter now? I say that with a grain of sand. I say that with a grain of sand, a grain of salt. I mean, what is the matter now? As I say on this Thursday, and we've been doing this here for way over 500 years. Yes, way over 500 years we've been doing this. Ever since the Pilgrims put the foot on Plymouth Rock. In other words, and they almost, a lot of them died. But it was the Indians, the Native Americans, that showed them how to survive in this harsh weather that they encountered. And a lot of them were starving and everything, and they showed them how to farm and how to raise corn and all of that. They had the Native Americans to thank for that. And so we're here now, some 400 or 500 years later, we are yet celebrating in what they came together we call Thanksgiving. My brothers and sisters, what is the matter with us now? Now, we got people that don't even want to be around certain people. You got the people that vaccinated, and they are saying that they don't want to be around people that's not vaccinated. Then you got people that are not vaccinated saying that they don't even want to be around people that are vaccinated because you got all this different stuff going on. And really none of us really know what time it is about this stuff, y'all. Not really. If you didn't really think about it, no, either side don't know what time it is. We just going on what we hear. Nevertheless, what is the matter now? God has always been on his throne. God has not left his throne. He is still in control. And then we say that we trust in God. I can remember a song that came out by the Williams sisters. Those of you that are familiar with quartet groups and whatnot, you may know of the Williams sisters. They have a song called "I Trust in God." I will trust in God. Beautiful song, true song. But if we look at the last couple of years, you can look. You don't have to be. I mean, even Ray Charles. And I mean, I don't mean this is no disrespect to Brother Ray Charles, but Brother Ray Charles could see where your faith is in these last 2 years, or by the way we have acted accordingly to the being the fearful of this thing. And like I said, y'all, nobody wants to be sick. Nobody wants to be sick. And it ain't no harm in taking precaution to keep yourself from being sick. But the one thing that I look at, David, in the Wandering Psalm, we use that psalm in my home church for many years. That was the responsive reading. For many years, that was the responsive reading. And I used to always go down the line with each verse, and I would try to understand exactly what each verse meant. And it starts out with, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Well, you got some people, they were dignified. They say that you don't have to do all of that. And a lot of people would get shame of you if you make a joyful noise unto the Lord, and they'll start scooting away from you if you start doing that. So they say, don't take all that. Well, does it take all of that screaming and hollering when you at the football game? I don't see anybody being ashamed at a football game or a basketball game. As a matter of fact, I have seen them, and it be snow on the ground at night. And they be at a football game with no shirt on, and they be jumping and hollering and going and carrying on. So you can do that at the football field and at a basketball game, whatever the case may be. But yet still, when you get to the house of the Lord, you want to be quiet. He's the one you ought to shout about, y'all. But at any rate, this is the Psalm of David. Says, serve the Lord with gladness. Are we doing that, y'all? We got people not even going to worship service. They staying away. Why? Because of the COVID. But if you look at the football stadium and the basketball gymnasium, you see it's full. And matter of fact, you go on Facebook, and you can see the D-Day, they are advertising, they're putting videos up of them in the club. You see people getting down, all of them getting down in the club, and they're all packed up there together. I don't see nobody worried about the COVID now. But when it comes to the house of the Lord, we make it shoot. Y'all, this is the season of Thanksgiving. And like I said, I would have loved to have somebody in the lobby tonight to give God the praise and give a testimony. But seeing that I don't have that, then I guess I have to do it myself. I'm going to take from this wandering song, it said, when it's serving the Lord with gladness, come before his presence with singing, knowing ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that is made, and not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. In other words, thanksgiving. Enter into his court with thanksgiving. Do we thank God? Well, many men do. I'm the testimony. See, I'm the only one in love tonight, so I guess I can give testimony. I thank God for what I have not only been throughout all these 60 years I've been living, but I'm talking about these last 4 years. It'll be 4 years next year in February when I became ill with this sickness that eventually took my left leg along with stuff on my right leg and everything. I lost my, they had to clip toes off my right foot, but at least they saved it. The doctors and God took care of that one to keep me from losing that one as well. So I don't know about you, but I'm going to thank God. I got a lot of thanksgiving in me sitting here tonight. I got a lot of Thanksgiving because I can remember y'all. I can remember last year this time. I was getting ready to go in another storm. Oh, yeah. I can remember it was this. Okay, tonight is the 23rd. On the 30th of November last year, I ended up in another hospital for to treat the right leg, and I had to get an operation. My doctor, my vascular doctor, had to do surgery on my right leg and went in my vein and through my left groin and went to my vein and went down in my foot to open that blood flow, to make my blood flow to keep me from losing that foot. And the car probably would have lost. More than like I lost the leg as well. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that I didn't have to do that. And he led the doctor in the right thing to do for me at that time. And like I said, y'all, I had just got out of the hospital. I had went through the storm of going, I didn't have all my valves in my heart. The doctor said every one of them blocked. Everyone. But what they did, he said, they had never seen nothing like it in their life. They said that all of my valves redirected themselves. I let them talk, but I know. No. They didn't redirect themselves, but see, God did surgery before they went in. Because, see, they actually done two surgeries on me. And that one procedure, they went into my wrist, into my heart, as well as they took that leg off because it was infected. It was gone. It was infected real bad. So that was like July the 19th of last year. I stayed in the hospital from July the 19th up until August the 5th when I got out. Went into a rehab with my aunt. I stayed in my aunt's house until I did my rehabilitation. Then I came back here. I wasn't here 2 months before I had to end up back in the hospital. Like I said, November the 30th, I was back at the Tip Regional Hospital. Yes, I got plenty to be thankful for. I'm yet sitting here, y'all. Head here 2021, another year, a year later, and I'm sitting here with everything doing fairly well. So this man, I'm going to praise God, and I'm going to give him thanks. If don't nobody thank him but me, I'm going to give him praise and thanks because I know what I've been through. I know what I've been through. And then I saw not only November the 30th when I ended up spending another week in the Tip Regional Hospital to get all the overseas done. I got out on December the 5th. Not here comes 2021 this year. And at January the 22nd, I had another operation at Cordelia Christian County Regional Hospital, where I had that procedure done with the clipping of the toes on my right foot. They got got that straightened out for me. And my doctor, and I always call them my angels. I call them my Cordelia angels. Y'all have seen me post about them on the Facebook. Jessica was my doctor, my main one. She was the doctor that attended and make sure she tended my foot. And I had two outs. And the nurses, they were all in. One named Whitney, the other one named Aaron. And I had them, all my angels was Karen and Taylor. They took care of me straight up, y'all. January 22nd, I had that procedure. And up until this past July, I was going through. And God was bringing me every step of the way. Every step of the way. So I'm going to give God the praise. Regardless, like I said, if I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. I'm just like a song. If I couldn't say a word, I'd just wave my hand. Because I know God has been good to me. He's been good to y'all too. But some of us, you're afraid of what your friends might say. You're afraid of, certain people may not speak to you tomorrow at work or whatever you're going to do. But I am going to give God his glory, and I'm giving him his praise. I will do that. It's because I know now these 6 years, I'm talking about just in the last 4 years, God has been extra good because I was supposed to be gone. I was supposed to be gone. And they couldn't even figure it out. And I done had 3 valves, y'all, with gangrene. That was another miracle. They told me that you don't normally last that with that. You don't last that long with that. Not three battles. But guess what? I did. Why? Because I'm great? No. Because I'm good? No. Because God is great and he is good. And if we ought to be giving God the glory and the honor and the praise that he so much deserves. Because now you may not have had no leg cut off, but you done had other stuff to happen to you. It wasn't you that done that. God brought you every step of the way. Now, he used doctors and nurses, and yes, he does. He used them to work his will. But if God is the one that does the healing, y'all, God is the one that does the healing. And this is what I tell everybody. You ain't got to be crazy and stupid. Use common sense, but you ain't got to feel COVID. You ain't got to feel nothing. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. In other words, what do we tell us here? In the 27th Psalm, we can stay right where we are tonight. It says, the Lord is the light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? David is telling us we don't have to fear all this stuff that is surrounding us, y'all. Let me tell you something. A boat don't sink because the water that's around. The boat sinks because the water that gets into it. So if we just stop letting all this negative mess get in us, we will fare much better. We are so jealous-hearted of other people because other people are faring well, and we are not. But it's not their fault because you are not faring well. Maybe you should start obeying God. Let me see that what you said, Jackie. Yeah, God is good. God is good. Always. Every time, God is good. So that is my Thanksgiving message tonight. And I'm hoping and praying that Thanksgiving is more than just turkey and dressing to all of you. Forget about the turkey and bread. If I didn't have nothing but some pinto beans and cornbread, I still going to give God the thanks. I can do it without the trend. I can do it without all that extra stuff, but I can't do it without God. Same thing when it coming up after this holiday, coming up the Christmas holiday. We're going to be celebrating that with what? More food and drink. More food and drink. Nothing wrong with that, y'all. But let us put God back in the equation. We need to stop this little stuff, y'all. God knows we need to stop, and we need to give God the praise he's so much deserved. And so right now, that is my Thanksgiving message to everybody on tonight, and we're going to say we give God the praise. We give him the glory, and I admonish y'all to tell y'all, y'all better do the same thing, because there's going to come a day when we're going to give an account for what we've done in this body. And if God woke you up this morning, you owe him every minute of this day. And if he wakes you up tomorrow, you still going to owe him. Because there's not nothing good that you've done that you woke up. But it was the goodness of our Lord and Savior, the one that went out on Calvary. And God talked to him when he touched you with that finger of love. Your eyes fly wide open. And you see another day that you never seen. That is the greatness and the goodness of God Almighty, not you. And I get tired of people talking about, I'm just trying. That's your problem. You try. Stop doing that. You're just wearing yourself out. You can't do nothing. Jesus already done out what needs to be done. All you got to do is rest in him. In him. Stop trying. You ain't got to try. Jesus done done. This is not something we so say. This is how come we so upset and nervous and can't sleep at night. Because what? We are trying to do this stuff. You don't make God's word of no law. Don't make our serving God be a law. Just do it for gladness. Do it because you love it. You can't work your way to heaven. He said do the good work. Work the good works of faith. Then God will get the glory. But that's it. You can't work for salvation. If you live three lifetimes, you couldn't do it. Jesus done that. So that's what we need to understand. You need to stop trying. I'm trying to see what you're saying there. Okay, so Jack, if you got it wrong, that's fine. You have a blessed night. And we thank you for showing up. And we'll say good night to you. If you got it wrong, you got it wrong. So right now, that is the Thanksgiving message. We thank God for y'all, and we hope that we will see you on to next week, same place, same time. And thank you, Brother Allen, man. I know you had a very busy day because I was there one time. And I know you had a busy day, and you still didn't find the robbery to come out and support the channel and to support the Bible study, you and Jackie. So we thank God for y'all. Keep on continuing on to bless the name of the Lord. Stay on his side because I guarantee you, that's the one we're going to need at the finishing line. He's the one that we're going to need. So with that being said, we're going to end this here in a proper way. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with these thy people henceforth and now forever. Let everybody say amen. And we're going to say good night to y'all. Thank you for coming, and we will see you on next week. Be blessed. Thank you.